Let me talk about foreign policy real quick, okay? You have essentially a new axis of evil, okay? However you want to define an axis of evil, I think it is, you know, we can talk about that one day. But the reality of Iran, China, North Korea is clear, okay? You're now starting to see the Iranians and the North Koreans excuse me, exchange more information. The North Koreans are close to a bomb. Obviously they would like to get the bomb, so would the Iranians. The Chinese have the bomb. It's kind of scary to think that they're all working together. So even though, you know, Biden now wants to resurrect the nuclear deal that Obama, the flawed nuclear deal that Obama pushed for and sold out the Syrian people to get, and I've talked about this before, I'm not going to go over it again, but the point is that they want to resurrect that. And in order to do that, the Iranians are basically saying, you want to talk with us, you've got to take off sanctions. Okay, so here we are. The sanctions regime has brought the Iranian economy to a standstill. Killing Soleimani destroyed their strategist who had put them into a very good position prior to Trump coming on the scene, okay? The Chinese communists didn't have to worry about anyone saying anything about what they were doing, whether it's, you know, the concentration camps with the Uyghurs, whether it's, you know, suppressing Hong Kong freedom, whether it's cheating on intellectual property right theft, or, you know, trade agreements that were favorable to them. All of those things were called out by Trump. Trump had to go. The globalists wanted Trump out. And I do think that, you know, what Trump was saying at CPAC this weekend, you know, it's just an indication he's not going away. He firmly believes in what he did. He said that it was a great journey, a journey that hadn't been seen by anyone, which basically is a testament to how successful he was before the pandemic. So whatever the measurement you're going to apply to it, it's clear that by last year at this time, Trump was on the way to a re-election victory without too much trouble. And that was extremely dangerous for who? The globalists, the Chinese, the Iranians. And here you have John Kerry going overseas and talking to the Iranians. Oh, just hang on. Don't cave in yet. Don't give in to Trump. You know, a new administration will be there and you'll be taken care of again. Words to that effect. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, this is such BS. It is beyond belief. So now we're dealing with what happened. Trump loses, and we know how all this went out, okay? But from a foreign policy perspective, it's interesting to see how, you know, some of the people in the Biden team, Blinkley, are very reluctant to get rid of the sanctions, and yet Biden wants to do that. We'll see how this plays itself out. The question about what we're doing with this new axis of evil is something that I think, excuse me, remains to be seen, because issues about the Middle East are still with us. Now, last week, Biden goes ahead and attacks some Iranian facilities in Syria. Meanwhile, his diplomats are trying to kiss their you-know-what. I'm sorry, this doesn't make sense, okay? What does make sense is to keep them contained, put the sanctions on them, beat them into the ground until they say uncle. Now, will Biden do that? We'll see. But if he's willing to bomb, you know, some Syrian places, I mean some Iranian, you know, facilities in Syria, go to it. Have at it. Don't give up on this. We can't allow them to do what they're doing. Because guess what? They can't now spend any money to their, you know, to their proxy armies, Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis in Yemen. I mean, what more do you need to see in terms of why the Middle East has calmed down to a certain degree? It has to do with Trump suppressing the Iranians' ability to do what they have done for 40-something years as a revolutionary regime. I mean, this is such a damn no-brainer. I can't think. It just makes me sick to think that they would go in any other direction. So keep your eye on it. Call the White House. Go to commonsensecampaign.org. You'll see how to get in touch with your legislators, you know, at federal and state level. So yes, I mean, this is the BS factor here, because Trump was absolutely successful in the Middle East. He had done things to bring about Arab-Israeli peace that no administration had come close to, folks. So why are we going to throw that out? Because he's the orange man, he didn't know what the hell he was doing, and we hate him? That is absurd. Absurd. We'll see where it goes. You know, foreign policy is one of these areas, though. You can't fool around with it too much. State government, though, does have a responsibility here. And I would argue, I have to take a little bit of water. Hold on.
You're listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review, brought to you by Spriggs Enterprises here on WABF.
Thank you, Lori. Lori is always there ready to bail me out. No question about it. Okay. What you need to be looking at is SB 97, okay? This is a Senate bill that is supposed to be able to, excuse me, curtail the public health officer's ability to just willy-nilly declare an emergency to shut the state down like we saw last time around. But obviously, the governor has to be, you know, cut in on this. But both of them, according to this bill, SB 97, will only have 14 days to declare an emergency before the legislators, if they are in session, have to agree to it. If the legislators are not in session, then the Speaker of the House and the Senate pro tem have to agree to an extension beyond 14 days. It's something to think about, okay? HB 1, the Vulnerable Child Compassion Act, which is essentially an attempt to try to keep this transgender movement from taking young children and putting them, you know, into a drug program that will give them changes to their biological sex. You say, God, is that crazy? And I completely agree with you. It is. It's nuts. It's not science. It is just politics. And that's all it is. Okay. There's SB 46, the medical marijuana bill. Call your state representative and your state senator and tell him no. It's a bad bill. It is a bad bill for a number of different reasons. They're going to create a marijuana commission. The marijuana commission can tax the medicine at 9%, and they're creating the infrastructure for them to be able to enforce this with their own legal team. Now, let me just say this. We can make the case that medical marijuana probably needs to be used in some cases. I understand that. But this bill doesn't take care of that issue. What it does is creates another big bureaucracy that we don't need. Now, what's the solution to that? You'll have to wait till next week, because I am almost out of time. In fact, Lori has granted me an extra minute. So look, there are a lot of things out there that are on our plate right now, statewide and as well as, you know, nationally. All I can suggest to you is take a look at the Common Sense Campaign website. Take a look at what Lori has on her Facebook page. You've got some information here on how to get in touch with your local and state and national leaders. And if you're unhappy with this stuff, then tell them about it. That's what we're here for, to try to trigger you to get engaged and stop this craziness as best we can. So, Lori, here we are. another week that goes by. I wouldn't have the 30 minutes that goes by so fast.
It does indeed.
Now I'm over 2 minutes, and all I can say is I'm sorry.
That's okay. Remind people your website,
commonsensecampaign.org.
Commonsensecampaign.org.
You'll find all this kind of information on there for you, okay? And on our Facebook. So, all right, folks, let's hope spring stays springy here and we have some nice weather. We will see you next week. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Lou. You've been listening to the Conservative Watchdog Weekly News Review, brought to you by Spriggs Enterprises, featuring the Shell gas stations in Daphne and in Malbus on Highways 90, 98, and 181. This is a paid-for program. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. If you missed the program, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.